What a privilege to be here with you today on the Julie Tussey Show. I have a fantastic guest for you today. We'll be talking with none other than Tosca Reno. She is the New York Times best-selling author of the Eat Clean Diet series, and Tosca is going to help us kick off our sugar-free summer challenge.
Health and beauty are synonymous, and when you find a place that can help you accomplish those two things in your life, you have really found a treasure. The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. You have got to go and enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them that Julie sent you. Beautiful You Medical Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful. I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
Pop the glam pain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Welcome back to the Julie Tussey Show. I am so excited about our next guest. She is New York Times bestselling author of the Eat Clean Diet series. Her name is Tosca Reno, and I am so glad to have you here today, Tosca. Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Thank you, Julie, and all your listeners. Hey.
Thank you. We have a pretty big female audience following today. And
hey, girls.
I know. Woo-woo. Girl power. We're so excited.
You got it.
I was so excited when you said you would come on the show. I know you probably don't know a whole lot about me yet, but I found your books a while ago. And so I've been reading your books on and off for probably 3 years. And you're welcome. Oh, they're fantastic. And it's so funny when you interview somebody and you've read their work and you've cooked their recipes and followed them. It's kind of like you feel like you know them and they don't know you. So it's funny. But I was telling everybody that you have a series of books called Eating Clean. And Wow. You have quite a story. Would you care to kind of share your story a little bit with the listeners today?
There's a lot of parts to the story, but the origins of the whole effort to heal myself came when I recognized that I was in a very unhealthy place at 204 pounds. And at that time, I was just about to turn 40, a mother of three children. And I just got sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was overweight, depressed, I had no purpose, I had no energy, couldn't climb up the stairs of my own house. And one day I actually collapsed on the stairs on the way up to say goodnight to my daughters, and I just decided, all right, this is enough. I am going to heal myself. And as it happened, when the student is ready, the teacher will come, and I met Robert Kennedy through teaching his daughter Chelsea in grade one, and Robert took me on. He challenged me to compete in a bodybuilding contest. Oh my gosh.
I know, to go from the weight you were at and to lose 75 pounds and do that is just amazing. Oh.
Well, I tell you, I didn't know what I was getting myself into, but I thought to myself, if this man says that he can really change my life and all I have to do is what he says, which is work out and eat clean, well, I'm in. I didn't know what eating clean was, but right. I figured I want to make this change anyway, and I might as well work with an expert, because at the time, Robert was at the peak of his game with publishing particularly women's fitness magazines, but all this was unbeknownst to me.
Oh,
so
wow.
Anyway, Yeah, I had no idea who he was. I just knew that he was Chelsea's dad. That's all I knew. But, you know, we began to talk and we struck up a conversation, and he kind of laughed at me when I said that I was trying to get into shape. And he said, if I had a dollar for every woman who said that to me, or every person who said that to me, I'd be a rich man. And he says, you can see I'm not. because most people just can't commit. But he didn't realize that he waved the red flag just like a bull. And as soon as he told me that most people fail and so on, I just thought, oh, yeah, well, watch this.
Good so for you.
I was completely committed and completely focused and dedicated, and that I had a real fierceness in the gym. I really enjoy lifting weights. And so that all came to bear, and my body changed dramatically as a result. But I think the biggest change was in what I ate. And so by eating clean, it felt like magic. It didn't even feel like it was too challenging, because really I was kind of ignorant about what to eat. I just sort of ate and didn't change anything about my life, and that's how I got overweight. And so by knowing what to eat and how that could impact my health and my physique so much, well, man, and so, you know, I was committed. I loved it, love, and I still eat that way today.
Oh, that's wonderful. You know, I'm not sure everybody that's listening today would know what eating clean is, and I guess I guess what it is. I guess I really, unless I read your book, I don't really know. So, what does eating clean mean to you?
Well, eating clean means eating whole, nutrient dense, well-sourced, minimally processed, clean foods that are as close to nature as possible. So there's a lot of things we avoid in an eat clean diet. For example, processed cakes, cookies, sugars, grains, any kinds of foods that have very little resemblance to the original food from which it came. I'm thinking of things like Cheese Whiz, you know, or even, you know, cookies and crackers, because most of them are so heavily processed that you don't know which grain they came from. And so these have damaging effects in the body. We've sort of played with this experiment for so many years with the appearance of the very first processed food in the early 1900s, and that food was Kellogg's cornflakes. And we haven't finished, you know, altering our foods yet, and I don't think that the experiment has worked out well, because we aren't healthier for it. Now, the tide seems to be turning, but eating clean is really eating those traditional, whole, nutrient-dense foods that are meant to bring us to optimal health.
Yeah, I feel like that's really, really smart. And I don't know if you find this or not, but I think it's a message that can sometimes be hard to get people to accept. But I believe, you know, if we ate like the food in the days of the Bible when Jesus walked the earth, we'd be a lot healthier. So I totally agree with you about that. Have you found ways, just as a little side note, have you found ways for people to be able to eat on a budget with eating clean?
Well, yeah, and really, it's almost so perfect. It's simple, and that is, you eat clean foods, and what really that means is fresh fruit and produce, lots and lots of greens. And when they're in season is the time to eat them, because those are the times when those particular foods are at their nutritional peak, but also when they're cheapest, because they're so plentiful.
Exactly.
For example, you know, we're here up in Toronto, which is Ontario, and we have asparagus, we have herbs, basil, we have early strawberries, we have ramps, wild leeks, fiddleheads, mushrooms. Fruits are, you know, a little harder to come by yet, but the early strawberries are coming out. And so this is the kind of food you need to be eating. And that's what keeps the price down. It's when you're eating asparagus in the dead of winter. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
Where are you getting that asparagus from? You know, it just didn't really add up.
So if you have an asparagus addiction, that might get a little costly. But other than that, and I think it's nice when the seasons change and the vegetables and the fruits change, you know, because by the end of summer, you're tired of eating watermelon. You know, it's good to go to a nice crisp apple. But Have you found, I find that if I try to buy more Whole Foods, they seem like they cost more, but when I'm not buying Twinkies and Cheese Whiz and all of that junk, I really am going to save money in the long run.
Yes, because remember that both Whole Foods are nutrient dense. You cannot possibly sit down and eat a whole bag of apples.
No.
You know, it just would hurt. But you can sit down and eat a whole bag of potato chips. They're not the same thing in your body. So clean foods are nutrient dense, and initially they may seem to be expensive, but that cost goes down very quickly when you realize how nutritious they are and that you need less of them to feel full.
Right. What do you think about sugar?
Okay, Juliet, now you did it.
I opened the Pandora's box, didn't I?
Yeah, you tripped the switch. That's it. Sugar, okay, let's just define sugar first of all. Sugar, the way I'm thinking of it, refined sugar, and anything that translates to sugar in the body, so that would be processed grain too, really has no place in the diet. It's not a food. White stripped flour is an ingredient, but it's not really a food if
right.
It goes to sugar immediately in the body. Same with refined white sugar. Same with candies, cookies, cakes, and all of that. So I have to be honest, Juliet, this is the place where I begin with most of my clients. When I do online coaching, working with my clients, I begin by putting them on a 4-week sugar detox, which I call Strike Sugar. It's an e-program. And it's a 4 weeks of menus where you are eating no food that contains sugars or processed grains of any kind. And that's when you see the greatest results. It's absolutely stunning.
Oh, I love that. We on the Julie Tessie Show are launching something that you're going to, Tosca Marino, you're going to like me for this. It's called Sugar-Free Summer Challenge.
Ooh, the sugar-free summer challenge.
I know. I have a friend, I don't know if you've heard of her, name is Heather Robertson, and she has you've heard of her. I love her, and she's been kind of coaching me, and I wasn't getting enough protein. I'm over 30 now and dealing with perimenopause, and for 4 years, I have not been able to lose weight, and it is so frustrating. So she's like, Julie, you need to eat more protein, you need to eat more vegetables, and you need to, as she said, I want you to cut sugar for 1 week. Well, of course, after like 5 days, I called her and I told her, I said, are you trying to kill me? But after 1 week, I noticed it's so much better. And I lost, Tosca, I lost 5 pounds in 3 weeks where I couldn't lose for 2 months a pound, no matter 1,200 calories a day, I could not lose. And so,
go ahead. Knowing what to eat.
The sugar thing, I feel like, I don't know, I'm coming to it late in life, but why didn't I know about this? I guess I kind of thought sugar was, you know, oh, a little sugar's not going to help you, hurt you. It's better than a sweetener. You know, that was kind of my mentality. And here I've studied nutrition for years. But I think that you're onto something. I watched an interview that you were doing on YouTube, and you said you think that sugar is like heroin and cocaine, and I totally agree with you. I totally agree.
It's completely addicting. It goes through your body like wildfire. You get a high, then you crash, and then you want more. And that's the problem with sugar, is it's lethal, but we don't know it's lethal because it's insidious. It's everywhere. It's crept into all of our foods, predominantly processed foods, but most particularly diet foods, so-called diet foods.
Yeah.
And those diet foods are actually keeping us overweight because they've replaced taking the fat and et cetera out of those foods and replaced them with sugar.
I know.
I don't know if you heard this news recently, but the Heart Association came out and said, we are so terribly sorry. We were wrong when we said it was cholesterol that was to blame for heart disease. It's sugar.
Are you serious?
It's so damaging. So this is why I do as your friend Heather does. And I always start everyone by a sugar detox, a very hardcore 4-week sugar detox.
Well, I'm trying to get the ladies.
Love it.
I am trying to get the ladies that listen to the Julie Tessie Show and the men. There's 25% men out there. We need to cut the sugar out. So we're going to do this sugar-free summer challenge. It's on Facebook. And if you want to chime in and tell them how good it is to not eat sugar, you're welcome to. But I I also was telling everybody, because I just did a three-part series about this, and sugar, cutting sugar was one of them. If you don't eat sugar, then fruit tastes like candy. And when my kids were little, I told them, fruit is God's candy.
So. It's true. Even some fruits are just sometimes too sweet. And what I find for myself that I particularly notice is that even vegetables, like a green bean, taste sweet, or asparagus.
Or a carrot.
So my tolerance for sugar or sweetness itself has gone way down, because I was a sugar addict before, but not anymore, because the sugar just knew too much. It makes me, it just doesn't make me feel good. For me, I'm happier with a diet of about 40% vegetables, and I mean greens of any kind, vegetables, minimal fruit, 30% fat, and 30% protein. And that's what keeps me lean. I just turned 58, and I'm wearing clothes that I fit 6-7 years ago, and I was competing at the time. So I know that this is working, along with training, of course, too.
Yeah. Building the muscle. And that's a whole, your body is beautiful. I was telling the listeners when I was telling them you were coming on earlier that, you're in such beautiful shape. And there's just something, you've got to feel so empowered and so good when you can get the fat off and you can go up a set of stairs and breathe. And but to look like you do at 50, bravo.
Almost 60. Oh my gosh.
You're my hero.
What show is that going to be?
Right.
Well, 60. And we're having fun. Yes.
I was going to say 60 is the new 20 when it comes to you.
All right. I like you. Yeah. I like it a lot.
Well, I so appreciate you being on here. I'm going to ask you a couple more questions and then we'll let you go. But I personally, did you ever imagine that this would be your life when you weighed over 200 pounds? Could you even imagine?
No, because at that time there were moments where I thought, I don't even want to be in this life.
Exactly. And there,
I was in a very dark place.
Oh, Tosca, I know I myself have dealt with that, and I'm still way heavier than I want to be. It's so frustrating. There are women that are listening to you today, and, we can laugh and joke and try and tell, people what to do, but what can you say to someone that is in that place where they just feel like they're going to give up?
What I feel is that the body is supremely capable of achieving optimal health. And as desperate and dark as we may feel, we can take great comfort in knowing that once we recruit our minds to go on the journey of wellness, your body is only too willing to go along, and it will respond. Your body keeps an accurate record of everything that you put into it, what you say, what you do. So now is the time to say, I accept that I got myself to wherever place I'm at. Maybe I don't like it, but I accept that that's where I am. And I accept that tomorrow, through doing practical lifestyle changes, I can be different. I'm already going to be healthier tomorrow. That's how amazing the body is. And so for those who are listening who are feeling that struggle, and I was one of you, know this, that the change is possible, and it can happen faster than you think. And the most important thing you can do once you've finished listening to Julie and the rest of the show is go drink 2 liters of water, and do that every morning before you get out of bed, and make sure that you're drinking at least 3 liters of water a day, because if you do nothing else, that water is going to help you detoxify your body. And make a commitment to something practical like that, and know once you've got that one down, then you can do the Strike Sugar or Juliet's challenge. But know that your body will come with you. You need to decide to go there. And there's plenty of us here to support you. I myself, for one, with membership plans and coaching. Juliet, yourself, with your desire to spread the word. There's so many of us who are willing to help. And I've changed the lives of millions of people. Sometimes even getting those letters from men and women saying, I felt suicidal. I wanted to die. I was 300 pounds overweight. I didn't know what to do. Then I found your plan, and you saved my life. So it is possible. Believe in it.
Oh, that's amazing. I didn't even know you had a plan, and I am definitely going to look that up, and I encourage everyone listening today to look up what Tosca's doing and join her. You know, it seems so hopeless because you feel like you cannot control or change your body no matter what you do, but it's not true. Mm. It's not true, yeah. And you are evidence of that. Well, what what do you have in the? You have anything exciting coming up in the future?
So what's new and exciting right now are my Clean Living Experience retreats, where you get to spend 4 days with me in either the continental U.S. or luxurious Caribbean. And we work out 3 times a day. We meditate twice a day. We do nutrition classes, clean eating classes. We bond, we sweat, we laugh. We do a cultural experience. So those are completely exciting. You can find those at toscareno.com. I'm doing a spring cleanse at the moment to help prepare yourself for, you know, bikini season. And you can find that also at toscareno.com. And I am writing, as always, I'm writing 2 books at the moment, wow. Which is exciting. Yeah. I do online coaching, membership. You know, I'm there. I'm your support. I'm right there. I'm your wellness guide. I'm going to get you where you want to be with your body, your mind, and your soul.
I love it. That's amazing. And next time, I'm going to try to come on a retreat in the Caribbean to interview you.
Cooks and
Caicos.
Let's do it in October.
Yeah, woo! I love it. Well, it's been so good. So good to have you on. I so much appreciate. I think that the information that you are sharing and the example that you are is so vital and so important. And I just want you to know, Tosca, that I appreciate you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. I am so grateful for your work and what you're doing and spreading the word. And thank you for inviting me on the journey with you. I so appreciate it.
I'm Julie Tussey, smart enough to be a blonde. To join the Sugar-Free Summer Challenge with the Julie Tussey Show, please go to facebook.com/sugarfreesummer. And let's have a fit and fabulous summer together. There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on the Julie Tussey Show.
Health and beauty are synonymous, and when you find a place that can help you accomplish those two things in your life, you have really found a treasure. The skincare experts at Beautiful You Medical Spa are waiting to help enhance your natural beauty. You have got to go and enjoy their relaxing, full-service medical spa and friendly staff. Book your first facial today for only $45 when you tell them that Julie sent you. Beautiful You Medical Spa, because everyone deserves to look and feel more beautiful.
For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing 2 companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show. Home of the original Suburban Bombshell. Join the Sugar-Free Summer Challenge at facebook.com/sugarfreesummer. Thank you so much for being with us on the Julie Tussey Show today. What a program. And thank you again, Tosca Reno. You rock, baby. You rock. I want to tell you, this is Julie Tussey, and I am so excited about this program. Please share it with your friends. Go on iTunes and definitely subscribe to the Julie Tussey podcast. Google us. You can find us everywhere you can hear podcasts. Oh, this information is so good, and it will change your life. This is Julie telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest. I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps. For a high-fashion look at a fraction of the cost, visit my jewelry website at julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com.
When I see you standing across the street, I know you're the man I want.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.
The Lexington Music Award nominated Julie Tussey Band is now available for your events. For excellence, professionalism, and a stellar show, message them today on Facebook.com/ The Julie Tussey Band. The Julie Tussey Band, talent, entertainment, and professionalism by Tussey Music and Entertainment.